SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Though his appearance was pushed out of primetime, President Biden was greeted with thunderous applause last night on day one of the Democratic National Convention. SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston is in Chicago and says Mr. Biden's reception sounded a lot like former President Trump's at the Republican convention.
At the GOP convention, the crowd erupted in sustained applause when Donald Trump entered the arena 2 days after surviving an assassination attempt. Here at the DNC convention, Joe Biden received a hero's welcome as Democrats thanked him for his decades of service. It wasn't officially the president's farewell speech, but it marked a turning point in his political career and the Democrats' 2024 quest for the White House.
Meantime, SRN News correspondent Bob Agnew says it's been a hot time outside the convention venue.
A few thousand protesters marched toward the side of the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago on its opening day to voice their opposition to the war in Gaza. Dozens of protesters broke through a fence set up by police.
And there were some arrests. As the Democrats meet in Chicago, the Trump campaign continues to visit the battleground states this week. Today's focus for the Trump-Vance ticket is crime and safety. U.S. intelligence officials say it was Iran that was responsible for hacking the Trump presidential campaign. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel's military says it has recovered the bodies of 6 hostages taken in the Hamas October 7th attack on Israel that ignited the war in Gaza. Swept away by raging floodwaters, 2 women died in this week's flooding in southwest Connecticut. Parts of New York's Long Island were hard hit as well. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 5 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 36 points, and the S&P futures are up 6 points ahead of this morning's Wall Street opening bell. This is SRN News. New report on anti-Semitism.
It reveals that the majority of attacks on Jews these days are being carried out by people on the left, not the right. The Global Anti-Semitism Report says 58% of anti-Semitic attacks are done by leftists, 22% by radical Muslims, and 9% by people on the right. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise around the world for years, but it surged dramatically last year when Hamas launched its devastating attack on Israel in October, sparking the ongoing war in Gaza. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The families of 2 transgender teens in New Hampshire have filed a lawsuit challenging a new state law that bans them from playing on girls' sports teams at their public high schools. The lawsuit says 2 boys who are living as girls have been accepted by parents, peers, teammates, and coaches. Legal battles over males playing against females in school sports are cropping up more frequently, a challenge to Connecticut's policy allowing boys to play on girls' teams making its way through the courts. SRN News. A Wisconsin woman who used a sex trafficking defense at her trial for killing a man 6 years ago has been sentenced to prison.
Crystal Kaiser made headlines at the age of 17 when she shot and killed 34-year-old Randall Volar at his home in Wisconsin in 2018, burned down his house, and stole his BMW. Now a Kenosha County judge has handed her a sentence of 11 years in prison and 5 years of extended supervision. She'll get credit for about 1.5 years of time served. Anti-violence groups flocked to Kaiser's defense and raised money for her original bail. She said Volar had been molesting and selling her as a prostitute for over a year leading up to his death. Her attorneys had argued she was legally allowed to kill the man under a state law that absolves sex trafficking victims. She faced multiple charges but pled guilty in May to second-degree reckless homicide to avoid a long trial and possible life sentence. I'm Jennifer King.
Come January, Illinois will ban corporal punishment in private as well as in the public schools. More details at SRNNews.com.